Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. March Madness is upon us. Best time of the year. You know, I have been doing my NCAA brackets with a board member that I met about 28 years ago. Every year we get together, not only to catch up, but to do our brackets together. It's a great tradition. And, you know, that's what the tournament has become. It's about family. It's about community. It's about competition. And it's about fun. Potawatomi Sportsbook for sure is full today. Justin Arnott is the Vice President of Digital Gaming for Potawatomi Casino and Hotel. Justin, I know you're busy today, so I appreciate you spending a little time with us this morning.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So I just wanted to know, like, how's the introduction of the sports book transformed just the overall atmosphere and even some of the clientele at Potawatomi Casino? It's such a vibrant, wonderful new space. It's kind of have drawn a new crowd for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we see it, you know, on the analytics side with our database, you know, it gets a little more male and younger in general. But it, yeah, it just brings a whole new demographic. Maybe people that weren't necessarily into the slots or the table games or bingo or all the other stuff, you know, that we offer, but the more of the core sports fans. And so, like, we're really seeing them come on property. And as far as the energy and the atmosphere, I mean, it's a game changer, right?
Yeah.
Especially on events like March Madness or, you know, we show all the big pay-per-view events like the UFC fights or the big boxing matches or NFL Sundays, all of that. I mean, the energy, it's palpable, right? You go in the space and it's just people having a great time moving around. And, you know, I like get goosebumps thinking about how much fun we have in there. Like yesterday, it was awesome. It was a sea of red, you know, for the Wisconsin game.
Yeah.
For March Madness, and you know, it was really cool.
So what are the hours, and talk a little bit just about process for me. You know, if you haven't put a bet down and you want to kind of, you're a first time bettor, what's that process look like? And talk to us about the hours and even the reservations now, because this is an especially busy time of the year.
Sure. So you know, it depends on the day of the week. During the weekdays, on a typical week, where the sports books open, the betting counters like from, I want to say 11 to 11.
Okay.
This sounds about right. And then on the weekend, maybe like midnight. So we open a little earlier on the weekend. But that's just for the ticket writer counter, right? So we have over 90 kiosks around the park on 24/7, and the actual space is open, and the sports book itself is open 24/7. So in the middle of the night, if you really want to catch SportsCenter or whatever, you can go in there and hang out. And then the restaurant portion, you know, because we also serve food in the sports book.
Yeah,
it's open daily at 4 p.m. and then it's 10 a.m. on the weekends. For March Madness, we've got a little bit extended hours. You know, we're there for all the madness. As far as the reservations, you know, it's been a popular ticket. I'm not sure that we have anything available right now. I think we're full to the max. Maybe Sunday there might be a few openings. But on our website at Potawatomi.com, you know, I think /casino/sportsbook, there are, we have like a reservation portal where you can go on and, you know, it's a food and beverage minimum commitment.
Okay.
Is really all those, is what, you know, just goes towards your tab. But that's really all the reservation is. We're not, you know, charging a fee or anything on top. It's just a commitment to, you know, to spend basically because there's so much demand. We have to figure out some way to do it.
And then there's still like standing room only opportunities, obviously. If you don't have a reserved table, you can still hang out and see the screens and partake in the energy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, March Madness specifically, you know, because we have the main sports book. Excuse me, I got something in my throat. But we have the main sports book, and we have this new addition that we're calling the Annex. It's just around the corner from the sports book. It's got some big projection screens and some couches and some tables. You know, most of those tables, the couches are reservable, but the tables are just first come, first serve. And then up at our restaurant, the Rockin' Brews, we have a lot of great screens in there. And so we're using that as a viewing party for March Madness. So we have, or even in Marketplace, we have TV. So we have plenty of options around property if you didn't get into the reservation. So just you know, the energy is just great everywhere.
We're talking with Justin Arnett of Potawatomi Casino and Hotel. Justin, when we come back, I want to talk a bit about the path to mobile gaming in Wisconsin, and then help us walk through what I can bet on and what I can't bet on, because I know there's obviously rules and regulations, but there's some specifics that I think some first-time bettors may not be aware of. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. This is the first March Madness for Potawatomi Sportsbook. Justin Arnett, the Vice President of Digital Gaming at Potawatomi Casino and Hotel, joins us. So, Justin, can you walk us through a little bit of a betting 101 for us? Obviously, you have the kiosks all over at the casino, but if I walk up to the window to place a bet, can I ask questions? Can I get advice? Just walk me through the process a little bit.
Yeah, if you're a first timer, that's exactly what I would recommend. Just go with our ticket writers. We have very good ticket writers. They're knowledgeable, helpful, friendly, you know, and you can ask them whatever you want, you know.
Okay.
If you want to ask them what to bet on, sure, they can give you their opinion. You know, I'd recommend just trusting your own gut, but mm-hmm. but yeah, they're happy to tell you. If you kind of give them a general direction of what you want, I like this team, I think they can win, I think they're going to win by a lot, they can point you in the direction of whatever kind of bet that you want to do.
Okay, all right, that's good to know. I just want to make it easy for people. Obviously, I want people to be responsible, trust their gut, but also know that, hey, you're there to have a good time, and hey, if you have questions, it's okay to ask those questions. Another question I have is, as a passionate Marquette fan, Wisconsinite, can I bet on my home team?
Unfortunately, you cannot. We have regulations. Yeah, there are regulations in place for us that we cannot take bets on our local college teams. So we're technically not allowed to make bets on anything in Wisconsin, but they made exceptions for the Bucks, the Packers, the Brewers. So we can take bets on that. But as far as college, currently we're not able to offer that.
Okay. And in terms of player prop bets, what do those look like in terms of the variety of things to bet on?
Sure. For college, there's not a lot of that.
Okay.
It's mostly a pro thing, but like, let's say a basketball game, right? You can bet on how many rebounds maybe that Giannis is going to have, or how many points he's going to have, or how many threes they might have, or assists. I mean, we have a huge menu. I mean, on a typical basketball game, you might have 300 or 400 betting options. But like for college, you know, it's down to like 60 or 70 options. So it sounds, mm-hmm. you know, when you compare it to 350, it's not a lot, but you know, we still have 67 betting options or whatever on a game.
So okay.
We make it easy. If you can be creative, you know, we there's a pretty good chance that we've got the bet option for you.
All right. I wanted to get your thoughts, even predictions on path to mobile gaming throughout the state of Wisconsin, and you know what that could look like based upon your experience in the industry.
Yeah, I don't want to get too much in the weeds there, but from a legislative point of view, it would be fairly difficult because it would require a constitutional amendment, and you know that's a heavy lift politically, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a potential path for the tribes to enter into a compact with the state. You know, I'm not going to opine too much on that. I'm optimistic just because I think it's kind of inevitable, and I think regulated gaming is better than unregulated gaming, which is happening right now. So, you know, I'm optimistic, but that's a conversation between, you know, the tribal leadership and the state leadership. And, you know, I'm just a business guy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, speaking of business, what's the comparison of March Madness volume to Super Bowl? Is there any comparison there, or is the Super Bowl just next level in terms of dollars and participation?
No, that's a great question. You know, if you were to take March Madness as a whole, it's larger than the Super Bowl, right?
Hmm.
For an individual day or an individual event, the Super Bowl crushes it, right? You know, it's a one crazy day. But March Madness is like, I don't know, maybe 80% of the Super Bowl several days in a row, at least this first week. So, you know, in totality, it ends up being, you know, comparable or maybe even more. So it's a pretty crazy time for us. You know, I make a really kind of a dad joke a lot where I say March Madness is our Super Bowl in the sportsbook world.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sure you'll have fans from all across the country in today. I mean, it's a great time with the first and second rounds here in downtown Milwaukee. Lots of energy, lots of activity. Justin Arnott, Vice President of Digital Gaming at Potawatomi Casino and Hotel. Thanks for your time this morning, Justin. Enjoy March Madness and the weekend.
All right. Thanks for having me.